Dublin's good times all summer with Leanne Hanifin and Paul Ryder. Weekday mornings from 10 on 98FM.
Now it is week two of our brand new show and a little bit of competition never hurt nobody. Well, maybe if it's Leanne Hanifin. Mm-hmm. We have one of the most competitive people on the planet you will ever meet. So we decided to put her to the test over the next couple of weeks. She is a superstar DJ on the decks. She is obsessed with her music. But somebody else who also is obsessed with her music, the man, the myth, the legend, as I do call him, our very, very own Barry Dunn. So we have decided to play our game for week two, Beat Barry. Every week at this time, Leanne Hanifin, your mission is to beat Barry.
It's time to beat Barry. Not physically. 98FM.
Here's how it's going to work. This will be a head-to-head between Barry and Leanne. You will each get five questions. There's questions from the 90s, noughties, 10s and 20s, and a themed question. You will each get a point for every correct question. The winner goes on our leaderboard as we battle it out each week. First of all, a big shout-out to the man, the myth, the legend, Barry Dunn, all the way in HQ. Barry, how are you today?
Lads, how's it going? I am very good. I have a question, though, about this quiz, because I smell shenanigans already with Leanne Hanifin. It hasn't even started yet, right? But last week, We marked each other's questions to keep everything honest and above board because Leanne cannot be trusted. However, how are we going to do that today?
Well, we have producer Carl here who's going to verify my answer. So my question to you, Barry, is how do we make sure you're not going to cheat?
I'll tell you what, Jack, who's doing our tech stuff here, is honest as the day is long. If I show him, he's happy enough to validate my responses. Is that fair enough?
Okay, so this is all going to be above board. We've confirmed it.
Yeah, I don't trust you already. There's something shady going on here. Go on.
Barry, oh my goodness. Do not worry, Barry. I'm an impartial person here on this one.
Come on, Paul.
But
come on.
It is time. Shall we play? Let's play Beat Barry. The clip for your first question is this. That was the Rembrandts with I'll Be There For You, which was the theme tune for the TV show Friends. This song was released twice in the 90s. Tell me either year it was a top 10 hit in Ireland. That's a hard one to kick things off.
I'm a big fan of Friends, so I'm trying to use that as some point of contention here.
So obviously it was released twice in the 90s. When was it a top 10 hit in Ireland, Barry?
I feel a bit bad here for Leanne because I'm old enough to remember when it came out first time around.
I wouldn't even say that that's an advantage, Barry, because I love Friends. So I'm just guessing around the time and it's such a good show, such a good song.
Here comes that competitive streak, right? And also here comes clip two for question two. That was a top 10 hit from 2002. The track is called Hey Baby, but who are the group?
Yes.
Top 10 hit in 2002. The track is Hey Baby, but who are the group? I think you both may be kind of good by your confident, possibly cocky responses there. Moving on. Have you both got your answers down?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Right. This is clip three. That was a 2014 hit by Iggy Azalea called Fancy. But who was the other artist that featured on this song?
I know this. It's somewhere in my brain.
I'd love to give a clue, but I'm absolutely not going to.
I think it's somebody who went on to be bigger than Iggy Azalea, is it?
I can neither confirm nor deny that, Barry Dunn.
Okay.
I'll repeat the question just one more time. 2014 hit Iggy Azalea Fancy, but who was the other artist that featured on the song? Right, that's enough. Question four, clip number four. We are in the 20s for your next question. That's a big hit for 98FM called Million Dollar Baby, but name the artist. It's a big 98FM hit, Million Dollar Baby, but who is the artist?
I'm writing this down.
I might know.
I'm confident about this one. I'm not confident about the last one.
I would actually feel the exact same as you, Barry.
Oh, could we have another tie? Well, listen, question five. Barry, you, as always, get to choose the theme for our final question. So, would you like soap or would you like zoo?
I'll go for zoo because it sounds like a zoo. The shenanigans of you two out there this afternoon. Let's do zoo.
Right, let's play the clip for zoo. That's a hard one. And this is going to be a hard one. That was the Gorillaz with their 2005 hit Dare. It features an iconic 90s figure on the vocals. Who is the 90s iconic figure?
Yes! Oh, yes, I'm already doing a lap of honour around this studio.
I knew Barry would get this.
Hold on to that confidence now. There's four more questions, Barry.
Leanne Hanafin and Paul Ryder on 98FM.
If you've been joining us, you'll know that we are currently in the midst of a game of Beat Barry, but it is time to find out. Can we up a score for either Leanne or Barry? They both evened out last week, so it's time to see who can be the winner of this week and possibly take the lead. Right, are you both ready?
I'm ready.
Barry? Yeah.
I am absolutely ready for this.
Fantastic. Okay, right. I played you clip number one for question one, which was...
98FM.
And the question I asked you was, that was the Rembrandts with I'll Be There For You, which was the theme tune for the TV show Friends. This song was released twice in the 90s. Tell me either year it was a top 10 hit in Ireland. Barry, I'll go to you first.
I put down either 1994 and or 1996.
Leanne, you said...
Oh, I've said 1991.
Did you put down a second answer?
No.
I can now confirm you are both wrong.
Ah!
You are both wrong. The answer was 1995 and 1997. Barry, you were off just by one. Right, clip number two was this. And I told you that was a top 10 hit from 2002. The track is called Hey Baby. But who are the group? Barry, you said.
I said, and I'm very disappointed at you, Leanne. Gwen Stefani and No Doubt.
Leanne?
I said No Doubt as well.
You are both correct.
Point for both of us.
For question number three, this was your clip. Now, that was a 2014 hit for Iggy Azalea called Fancy, but who was the other artist that was featured on the song? Can I just say, if you both get this wrong this week, I'm not talking to either of you for the week. Barry, who did you say?
Initially, I said Rita Ora, but then I changed it to Will.i.am.
Leanne?
I have said Charlie XCX.
Ah! I can now reveal that Leanne is correct.
Yes.
Oh my goodness.
And you know what? I paused on that one for about 2 solid minutes. I had to go digging in the brain for that information.
You both did. Now, clip number four for question number four. It's a big hit, a 98FM hit called Million Dollar Baby. But we wanted you to name the answer. Barry, who did you say?
I said it's Tommy Richman, and if Leanne gets it wrong, I will keep dedicating the song to her every time I play it.
Leanne, who did you
say? Barry, you don't have to because I also said Tommy Richman.
Okay, and question five, you chose this. And I told you that that was a Gorillaz hit in 2005 for Dare. It features an iconic 90s figure on the vocals. But who is that figure? Barry, who did you say?
He's my doppelganger these days. Sean Ryder from the Happy Mondays.
Leanne?
I had no answer on that.
You had no answer.
Blank.
Meaning, Barry, you were correct.
Yeah.
So woo-hoo. What does this mean? I think we're 3 out of 5 again.
You are 3 out of 5 again.
Stop.
Meaning that it is a tie on week two once again. Oh my goodness. I cannot believe that you are both neck and neck.
Arm wrestle. It's the only way to do it. Arm wrestle.
I think
next
so.
Week.
Listen, Barry, by the end of this whole summer, we might be arm wrestling the two of you. Don't forget, you can tune in next week. Who is going to pip the post with Beat Barry?
Leanne Hanafin and Paul Ryder on 98FM.